Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Kitty Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Kitty Sisters TV on YouTube.
In today's episode, we're going to go over and share with you how in the last 3 months, we, the Kitty Sisters, turned down $250 million in real estate. Yup, you heard it right.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Do you ever second-guess yourself?
Yeah, all the time, right? It could be anything from, do these shoes go with this outfit, to should I have worn heels on a travel day, to wondering where to invest next and which deal is the right deal. All of which are important questions, by the way.
Think about what it might look like when you get invited to an apartment syndication deal right after turning another one down, and then turning another one down, or potential deal arises and then another. It can be,
overwhelming,
confusing, and sometimes even scary.
So what goes through our minds, for starter, winning deals, closing them, operating them, and achieving them, right? Sometime on top of that, even exceeding our overall projections.
We'll fully admit there are times when we wonder, did we just really make a mistake on this?
Yes. Was it not a good idea to just turn down that deal? I mean, right?
Yeah, come on. We're in the business of making people a lot of money, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. So what are we doing?
So guess what, guys? In today's episode, we're going to go over and share with you how in the last 3 months, we, the Kitty Sisters, turned down $250 million in real estate. Yup, you heard it right. Just $250 million. Ho-hum, nothing special there. And it was one of the best things we've ever done. So we're going to go over and share with you why you guys, the other investors, should be doing the same thing. John C. Maxwell said it best, say no to good so that you can say yes to best. Believe it or not, we've often shared this with our investors because we are firm believers that our time is limited and that we are called to be good stewards of it. Another wise word from Kevin Machado.
Remember, seemingly good things will appear good at first, right? But they will eventually lead to feelings of exhaustion, frustration, hurt, disappointment, discouragement, and depletion. Why? Because it can cause major distractions from your goal.
So what does your goal really look like? You really have to zoom out and focus on the big picture. Don't celebrate the acquisition, celebrate the disposition of a property when you're actually getting your passive investors the real results that they're actually looking for.
Yes, celebrate even more when you hit that rent growth income, higher occupancy, or more tax benefit for your passive investor, right? And remember that helping your passive investors make money while they snooze is what brings us all the biggest joy.
You see, apartment investing is a team sport. We team up with our brokers, our lenders, our lawyers, property management company, construction team, co-GPs to execute a deal. The right partnership can create a beautiful experience for both the general partners team as well as the passive investors.
Do you know what a FOMO is? The fear of missing out. Well, we know it well, but we have decided to replace it with JOMO, the joy of missing out.
We know, you're probably thinking at this point that we're crazy, but definitely hear us out. The truth is, over the last 3 months alone, we have resisted many FOMO temptations and even turned down over $250 million in partnership. Don't get it twisted. This wasn't because they were bad operators or anything like that, but it was because we are absolutely certain that we care about making and keeping a promise to our investors. So this obligation made us focus only on the greatest deals possible.
While saying yes is easy and making other people is our joy, we all feel good about it. But we know saying yes also comes at a price.
Saying no is definitely uncomfortable at times, yet it's a necessary part of maintaining priorities and making meaningful progress towards our goals. It's a magical power, and we are making magic happen here. This totally applies to every area of your life, by the way, not just investing.
Here are some different approaches that we personally use to get more comfortable with saying no to good and then only saying yes to great.
Let's assess the true cost of saying yes. Think about it. Every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to another. The first step is being honest with yourself and what you're saying yes to, and then make sure that it's really meaningful to you.
It can be incredibly difficult to turn down a good partnership, but we're here to remind you to evaluate the true cost of it, right? Because everything comes at a cost, whether it's time, money, mental health, whatever.
Think about your mental health and energy and the time that you spent on not focusing because you're focusing on the thing that really doesn't move the needle, like just chasing deals. That doesn't really make sense to us, right? And that definitely doesn't help your quality of life. And we hope you understand that it wouldn't help yours either.
The true cost of saying yes is total time, energy it takes away from other investment opportunities.
Even though we started out in C-class assets, we realized early on the true cost of saying yes. The best way to ensure our investors' investment success, in our humble opinion, is to buy newer asset classes like Class A and Class B. Why, you ask? We want to make sure that we leave behind the rough neighborhoods, the deferred maintenance, rental collection delays, and affordability issues far behind in the rearview mirrors.
Next, let's talk about setting your internal investment criteria ahead of time. Part of what makes saying no so difficult for us is we too get FOMO feelings sometimes, right? So often we are surrounded by successful peers and sometimes not having investment opportunities back to back or every single month make us question ourselves and our decision making.
Sometimes that's like an existential crisis. Everybody talks about imposter syndrome these days. And I guess this is the type of imposter syndrome. And we often wonder, are we not eager enough to hit our goals? Are we dropping the ball? Are we not doing what we're supposed to do? Are we taking life too lightly?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we have to operate not from a place of emotion, but from a place of logic. We know that sound way less fun, but as lead general partners, we have responsibility to pre-vet and hand select investment opportunities that we deem most conservative and most profitable for our passive investors.
You too can overcome this by establishing your internal investment criteria for your investment opportunities way ahead of time.
While other people might say, hey, that they make profit when they buy a property, at the right price, we, the Kita sister, believe that you make the profit when you operate the property best. Mic drop.
Seriously though, we are laser focused on our buying criteria, buying apartment complexes at least 65 units and above in friendly landlord and business environment, above average population growth, above average job growth, above average affordability, above average cap rate. Don't be average here, guys. Any deal that fits our internal investment criteria, it's a no-brainer for us to invest in.
But here's the thing. Just because it's in the right market and the numbers pencil out like passive investing, we must also know, like, and trust our partners. If we don't, then there's no point in the partnership.
Last but not least, you gotta rely on data, not emotions. We know you're a responsible and ethical general partner, so you should always put your investors' best interests before your own. Always, always.
Getting into a bad deal because you want to get in the bag is 100% unacceptable
and really borderline malfeasance. No matter what, you can't risk other people's money for your own advancement, period. We will never partner with people who are solely in the business to chase deals and who put their personal gains before their investors. And we've already talked to you in previous episodes about what happened to these people and what a dump of an asset it turns out to be when you invest with stuff like this.
In order to make sure that you are as informed as possible, make sure to pull industry data so you get more confidence to execute at a higher level.
And don't just pull the data and just leave it aside. Really deep dive into the analytical reports of the market and the submarket. And this means that you're going to pull comprehensive reporting containing everything that you'll need to know about the property and even the surrounding area, including but not limited to comparable market information, their construction pipeline scenario, forecasts, etc. For us, Nancy and I, we spend thousands of dollars on a monthly basis obtaining this type of data. Data definitely removes all the emotions and truly adds clarity to any investment scenario.
That's right. Once we have the data in front of you, analyze the commercial real estate market, the submarket, performance, forecast rents, and rent growth, then leverage data to make a well-informed decision. This is true for both active and passive investors.
Here's a really important note, or maybe even call it a ninja tip. Passive investors, make sure you ask your general partners the data, ask them for the data source, get the references from them for that.
For us, we use a combination of CoStar, Yardi, Metrics, and ADS, which we consider a secondary data source. First-hand data source is we gather from our own properties in the areas, properties that are under our current property management teams, and our comps that we get through legwork.
It's not rocket science, but it does take some thought and effort.
Yep. Think of it like picking a wine. You might love a pretty label, but that doesn't guarantee a good product.
Here's another important point. Be sure you're comfortable with their underwriting assumptions. We, the Kitty Sisters, are always glass kind of half full kind of gals. But when it comes to multifamily apartment investing, we scrutinize every last detail. We come up with all the best possible scenario, of course. But more importantly than that, we really think through all the worst case scenarios.
Once we do that, then we run financial sensitivity or stress tests to vet our mathematical assumptions. Based on the data, we can see if a deal sponsor or general partner is taking too much liberty with underwriting assumptions, aka the rent growth projections being too aggressive. I mean, or do they have a business plan that is too complicated, or we simply don't trust their ability to execute. We want to provide a passive investor, conservative and realistic projections, right? And of course, over-delivering is always our desired outcome.
Cash flow multipliers, the bottom line is that when it comes to saying no to $250 million worth of real estate, we actually feel really good about it because we're meant to be great, not just good.
So that's it from us today. You owe yourself a pat on the back for tuning all the way to the end. This is the first step for you to become great in apartment investing world.
You've got this. And don't forget to click subscribe, like, and leave us a review. We're super psyched that you're investing in yourself. You're learning how to say no to good and yes to great only as either passive or active investors. And honestly, we truly enjoy being on this journey with you. We believe in you. Now let's go make some serious passive income and impact.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.